The BRLC business meeting was called to order on Friday, October the 2nd, 2015 at 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time at the Hilton Woodland Hills, Los Angeles Hotel. The meeting was presided over by Vice President Linda Perrell, since President Lena Bandy was unable to attend. Marlene O'Neill read the minutes of the BRLC business meeting held on Friday, April the 11th, 2015. The minutes were approved as read. Linda Perrell thanked Marlene O'Neill for her outstanding work as recording secretary, and she was given a round of applause. Since John Ross was not present, no treasurer's report was in it, he stated that our position needed to be that four positions needed to be filled. They were recording secretary, corresponding secretary, treasurer, and board position two. Steve Fort and Marlene O'Neill expressed interest in filling the positions of corresponding secretary and board position two, respectively. However, there were no nominees for the positions of treasurer or recording secretary. Rob Turner said that he would be willing to be recording secretary, and Mike Keithley said he would be interested in being the treasurer. Since there were no nominations from the floor, Steve Fort, Rob Turner, Mike Keithley, and Marlene O'Neill were all elected by acclamation. Rob Turner's election as recording secretary left board position one, which he previously held, vacant. Judy Wilkinson was nominated and elected by acclamation. Linda Perrell asked Rob Turner and Mike Keithley to get a definitive answer from outgoing treasurer John Ross regarding the state of the BRLC treasury and the current roster. A motion was made, seconded, and carried, granting Mike Keithley the authority to open a new bank account into which he will transfer the proceeds of the BRLC treasury. The BRLC business meeting was adjourned at 9:45 a.m. on Friday, October the 2nd, 2015. The BRLC speakers meeting began immediately thereafter. Rob Turner gave a presentation on Bookshare. He was excited to report that Bookshare now has over 360,000 book titles available, and around 600 publishers are contributing books. He gave an update on MathML, stating that he hoped the code would be embedded in future books so they would comply with Born Accessible, a tenet of Bookshare's parent corporation. He also stated that a new format called EPUB 3 may very well replace DAISY eventually. Beginning in January, Bookshare will be complying with the recommendations of NLS and BANA in implementing UEB. He said that he would be recruiting beta testers for the UEB translation at the convention. Anyone interested should contact Bookshare, and beta testers would have to have a working knowledge about implementation of UEB. Finally, he mentioned Bookshare's increasing international presence, stating that they would be transcribing books for the Royal National Institute of Blind People of the UK, as well as making books available in other languages. These include, but are not limited to, French, German, Italian, and Spanish. The meeting was adjourned at 10:10 a.m. on Friday, October the 2nd, 2015. Respectfully submitted, Marlene O'Neill, Recording Secretary, BRLC. End of minutes.
Hello. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes? Okay, it's been moved. Seconded and then moved. I love that. Any way you slice it, we have a motion on the floor. Any modifications or changes in the minutes? Any questions? Just to let you know, we will be addressing the Treasury issue that was raised in those minutes in this meeting, so we will be talking about that. So, hearing none. All those in favor? Thank you. We did have someone come in during Rob's presentation, so I'm going to hand the mic over to her.
Hi, Olivia Presley.
Welcome. Okay, so now we'll move on to the treasurer's report. Anthony, can you just hold her leash so she won't wander off? Okay. Michael. Okay, good.
I think I can hold the microphone. This is actually a little easier. Okay, here's our.
Wait a minute. Rob can give you his. I'm gonna keep mine. So there.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, this is our treasury report. It's dated 03/08. It should be 04. 2016. Our income was $240. Most of it is, or all of it is dues. Expenses, dues to CCB, $50. Dues to BRL, $115. And that gives us the total expenses of $165. And our income minus expenses is $240 minus $165 equals $76. So we have $76 in our treasury. And the only other item I have to offer is that we like Linda said, we will be talking about the setting up an expense. Those people who have sent in dues to me, some have sent in cash, and some have sent in checks. The checks that were made out to BRLC can't be deposited at this moment, so you will find that you haven't seen any canceled checks. Checks that were made out to me have been deposited, so you will see canceled checks. The plan is for me to put the required income into a folder where it lives until we get an account. And that's my report. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mike. I want to commend Mike for being willing to be the conduit of our finances while we're in this transition period and that we haven't got an established account or haven't been able to get the other money from John Ross, which I'll talk about in a minute. But Mike has stood in and carried us pretty much from his own pocket until we get this done, and I really want to commend him for that. Do we have a motion to accept the treasurer's report? Okay. Any questions, or can we wait until? Yeah, let's. Okay. So, move to accept.
I have a microphone. Somebody.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. Now, for a little elaboration on our treasury, Mike, you can chime in. I will give part of this. You can elaborate a little bit. For a couple of years, John Ross was the treasurer. Then we elected a new treasurer in 2014 who could not carry out his responsibilities and resigned. So John took the treasury back. Since last year, we have been attempting, we've made numerous attempts, even calling on President Tom to contact John Ross to turn over the BRLC account, which we understand has a tidy sum in it, over to us and to Mike Keithley as the new treasurer.
Let's mention the tidy sum.
The tidy sum is like 2,000... $2,000 some odd dollars.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not small potatoes, so especially for a group like this. So Jeff Tom contacted him, you know, not a word. All that happened, Mike, you can say, was that he sent Mike, John sent Mike the account number. Is that right?
That's correct, and that's all I have.
He sent the account number, not the checkbook, nothing, just the number, and so we have slowly we're putting together kind of a final attempt to get that money. We have in our possession the minutes of the board meeting in which Mike was officially elected treasurer. We have a letter from Jeff Tom saying that the BRLC is an affiliate of the California Council of the Blind. And there's a third item. I forget what the third item is.
I don't know.
Yeah. We have the 501. Our Constitution. Okay. Our Constitution is the third item, and here's where it gets a little dicey. The Constitution, as it is currently written, requires, I think, four different people to be signed on the bank account. So today we're going to be voting on an amendment to change that, to lower it to two people, because that's just silly. So once we get the updated Constitution assuming that it passes, we will then do one more thing. We will, Judy suggested this, sending a registered letter to John Ross requesting this information. Once we have the receipt of the registered letter and the new Constitution, we will take all these documents to Bank of America. In fact, I have a local Bank of America near me that I've done business with a particular banker there, and I would like to work to, since the constitutional amendment, I'll jump the gun and say that we will be voting on having Mike and myself be the two signatories. So we can go to the Bank of America with all of this paperwork and insist that they grant us access to the account that is rightfully ours. Have I covered that pretty well? Right. We'll need today's minutes, the new Constitution. Okay. So we will try to do that as quickly as humanly possible. and try to get ourselves. My goal is to get this resolved by the 1st of July, no later than that. It finally resolved, finally. So that is the report on the Treasury. Any questions or comments? And there's a mic at the tables, if you can pass it around if someone has a question.
Madam President, are we taking care of, keeping track of the roster seems to be a duty of the treasurer. Do you want to include that in the report, or do you want another report?
Oh, did you want to review the roster and say who the members are?
I can review the roster as we have it, if you give me a moment to find it.
You could say, how many members do we currently have?
We have 14.
14 members.
14 registered members. I have notes on names for a couple of people this morning, but
No, considering what happened yesterday, 14 members.
Yeah.
Here, Judy.
Mike, what I said was we should just mention a number because of all that happened yesterday and all of the security that we need to watch out for. We don't want to go blabbing out the list of our members.
That's true enough. Well, the only other thing, the only other elaboration is that everyone is registered with CCB and BRL, our national affiliate. So I think that's all up to date.
That's great. Thank you for all of your hard work with us and continuing. It's much appreciated. Now we're going to move on to elections and the constitutional amendment recommendations, in terms of the election, Rob, you were in charge of that too, right? Nominating?
Oh.
Were you? I don't know. I just want to remind you, you are the delegate tonight. You have to cast our votes. I can't conduct the election, so... And we don't have a current vice president, so it's up to you.
Let's get her elected. Yeah, we're doing this a little bit seat of the pants. Mike, hand Peter, and Robert, Mike, Rob, the microphone. Mike? Do you have the microphone?
Mike, could you hand Rob the mic?
Okay.
Yay, thank you.
Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll have this, at least with this first position, and then we can hand the mic back to Linda, I guess. The first office we need to elect is the president, and Linda has declared herself a candidate. Yay! And... So are there any other nominations from the floor? Any other nominations? Third time, any other nominations? Is there a second? All right, it's been seconded. All those in favor? Aye. Anyone opposed? Linda, congratulations!
Now it's official. I don't have to be pretend anymore. So thank you very much, everybody. Okay, we have a new person just joined us. So,
Albert Contreras from Temple City.
All right. Wouldn't be BRLC without you, Albert. So, all right. So the next position is that of vice president, which I formerly held. I sort of straddled both positions for a while. Not too easy. But anyway, all right. So for vice president, I We did nominate somebody, right?
Steve
Fort. We did this at the board meeting, so we didn't do an official separate nominating committee. We were naughty and tried to be efficient. Anyway, Steve Fort, his name is Steve Fort, has a place in nomination for vice president. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Steve?
Oh. I'm always talking. Anyway, I want to thank you all for your support, and Linda, anything I can do, I'm always available. Well, I've attempted in the past as outgoing president, and I've not been too successful. But I can try.
Thank you. We're just kidding. We're gonna let Bank of America deal with him. Anyway, okay. Thank you, Steve. So our next position is got a secretary. We got a treasurer. Steve was corresponding secretary, right? Until?
Temporarily.
Yeah, temporarily. So we need a corresponding secretary. Now that is extreme. Oh, did we? All right, we thought about eliminating that position. Is that going to be in the concept? Okay. Yeah, because, you know, we don't send out very many letters. You know, it's... Right, exactly. Secretary can do it all. Okay. So we have now got a full board.
Who are the board members?
The board members currently are Marlene O'Neill and you.
I hate to tell you this.
What? You don't want... Right. Okay. Oh, okay, yes, of course, and I have a very important role to play in getting rid of some of Bartholomew Cubbins' hats. Anyway, okay, so Judy, you're telling me that you would be happy to pass this obligation along to someone else?
I would.
Okay, so this is board position one. Okay, so... I would entertain nominations for board position one. Here are the responsibilities. We meet roughly quarterly on the phone. It's usually on a late Sunday afternoon, and discuss BRLC matters at that point. And we welcome somebody to join us in that discussion to help BRLC grow even more.
Could I have the microphone?
Yeah. I need to ask a delicate question. And because we've kind of been informal at BRLC, just frankly because our president ran away, did not show up, Linda was nice enough not to mention that, she just left us in the lurch. And because the treasurer sort of left us in the lurch, we totally have had to rebuild. So we have had trouble finding enough members. So here's what I'm suggesting. We have got, do we have any other real members in the room yet who have actually, that we could entice? But we have a couple of people like Guillermo who have said, I'll pay dues later today. I'm willing to pretend he paid them now and suggest that, would you mind running for the board, Guillermo? Debbie says she will.
Oh, right.
Yes. Okay, so... we're going to hold you to that. You go to the registration desk, you pay your dues. But we trust Debbie. And even if she doesn't pay them today, she'll send them next week. You never heard that. It's not... But I now nominate member Debbie Berry for board position one.
Oh,
it's
just coming to a meeting once in a while, Debbie.
Right now,
and
right now, we just need a warm body.
Judy. A warm and curious body. Debbie is going to be great. All right, Debbie, name of Debbie Berry has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? I need to say that one more time. Any other nominations? I was waiting for the gentleman to, that was sitting beside me to throw in his name, but looks like. Would you like to be on the board? Debbie's willing to take it. He's gallant.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to you to know that you were thought of. All right. Yeah, exactly. So then... then we'll snag you, Anthony, because we want you to stay with us. So, all right. So, hearing none. Nomination be closed, right?
Yeah. I move the nomination be closed and Debbie Berry be elected by acclamation.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yoo-hoo. All right. We are... A correction. Okay. No.
I mean, somebody to write the check, Mike.
They'll help her write the check and then she'll give it to you. Yeah, no. That's a good point, Mike. You can't hand it in there.
No.
But they can help her write the check. Yeah, we just need to make sure, yeah. Exactly. All right, so thank you, everyone. It may be a bit slapdash how we're handling things in PRLC, but we are determined to totally revive this organization and do everything in our power within the guidelines of Robert's Rules and everything else that governs us to do things right and get back on our feet. So thanks very much for all your commitment. And anybody who's here, we definitely would welcome you to join, who hasn't joined already. Constitutional amendments, I think, are next.
No, I don't, unfortunately. What I will do is I think what I will just describe the amendments that are proposed. I'll just describe the amendments that are proposed, and then I will get the Constitution updated. Unfortunately, I need to get into the 21st century. The thumb drive that I had everything on didn't make it into the suitcase, and so I wasn't able to So anyway, no, that's correct. So, anyway, but it'll be very easy to update. I'm not worried. And so when I send out the minutes, I'll also send out the new Constitution, assuming that these amendments pass. So I know that the one amendment was to reduce the number of required signatories from, I believe it was actually 5, if that's possible. Didn't all the officers have to? If not, it was 4. But we really want to reduce that to the 2, and that would be the president and the treasurer. And so that is one amendment. And again, I don't know the articles or anything like that. So
should we vote on them one at a time, I think?
Yes. So yeah. Let's do that one.
You have a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Good question. It's either or, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do
yes.
that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it doesn't need. No, both is really. So that's, you know,
I don't know if that.
I don't
was,
think there's any group in CCB that has both.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm not.
Financial institution to deal with this, that is
right.
Was set up correctly.
Yep. Exactly.
Those things can really bite your bottom.
Thank you so much for pointing
good point.
That out.
I don't know if we. If that was decided, I guess that was discussed at the board meeting. I didn't remember that.
We consider that
so.
A friendly.
Anyway, that's a friendly, yeah. Yeah. So that's basically the idea. Are there any other questions about the amendment before
somebody want to move to, yeah. As modified?
I'll second. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, with okay, we get the idea, yeah.
Any further discussion?
Yeah, this is to reduce the number of required signatories from, I believe it was 5 originally, maybe even 4, but maybe 5. Anyway, to reduce it to 2, and that would be for Linda, for the president, I should say, and for the treasurer, or either or however. Yeah, is that clear, Mike? Okay.
Right, okay, so. Any further questions? So, call for the question voting on the proposed amendment to reduce the number of signatories from 4 or 5, whatever it was, to 2, president and treasurer, and insert the language either or in that amendment. So, all those in favor? Opposed?
Okay, great.
Abstentions.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right.
Another amendment, I think this is the only other one, this was to do with the eliminating the office of corresponding secretary. I think we felt that with a small organization, the rationale is that we just didn't need that extra position, and we already have the 2 board positions as well. We're going to have more officers and members here if we're not careful. No, that's not true. Anyway, that's the basic idea. So, Mike has a. Should I hand you the mic? What?
Okay, so you would, Rob, rewrite the list of officers in BRLC and remove corresponding secretary from that list.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
And we could put that in.
It's kind of quaint.
We could say, that... Well, no, we wouldn't say that because I think we'll just the Constitution won't even mention a corresponding secretary.
It
so, yeah,
secretary.
The assumption is that it'll all be done by one person.
We don't even have to say recording secretary. We can say secretary.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
So take out recording and corresponding.
Yeah. Good. Very smart. Okay.
Okay. So. Move to, did we move? We got a motion. All right. Call for the question. We are going to change the listing of officers to read secretary and remove recording and remove corresponding secretary from that list. So the board will consist of a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and 2 board positions. God forbid we should have a tie.
Hey, the vice president can break it.
Okay. Yeah. So, all those in favor? Great.
Anyone?
No opposed, no abstentions. Thank you, just to be clear. All right. It's about 10:15. I would like to spend a couple of minutes talking about something that... will come up again during the 11 o'clock hour. And in fact, I should talk about what Judy and I came up with for the 11 o'clock hour. CLUA is going to have a business meeting at 10 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we're going to have a joint meeting for 45 minutes. Then we have to clear the room so that they can set up the lunch. The joint meeting will talk about the possibility and gauging interest from people in the room of a merger between BRLC and CLUA. We'll talk about the pros and cons of that and get people's opinions. It will not result in any action, but it will be a discussion to talk about whether there would be benefits to making that connection. The other topic, main topic of that meeting, will be talking about how each of these two affiliates can be active during the year between conventions. You know, one thing I've heard from people about BRLC is, I don't join anymore because you don't do anything. Well, you know, we have to figure out something to do that's engaging and that people want to be involved in. And so CLUA has had a book club on the phone every other month, although the attendance has been a small group of us usual suspects. But at least it is an activity, and we want to talk about other activities that each or both of these groups could do and fundraising possibilities for them. So Judy and I are hoping to have a very lively discussion during that 11 o'clock hour. But first I want to tell you guys, in case somebody doesn't come back for that, that I want to give a shout out to my own chapter, San Francisco chapter. We worked with Jane Glaspy, who is the librarian at the Braille and Talking Book Library in San Francisco. We have a small unit there that gives books only to San Francisco residents. Everybody else in Northern California has to deal with Sacramento, but we have our own unit over there, and we set up a day to do a presentation about Braille to the general public. We had chapter members sitting at tables in the lobby with their various equipment. We had handouts, alphabet cards, things to, we had Braille writers for people to have their name written in Braille so they could see what that was like. We just talked about Braille to anybody who came by. And apparently I was unable to attend that day. I woke up with a really significant eye infection and had to go to the doctor. But this was on a Saturday morning, and for 3 hours. And part of it, the really stellar part, was the children's librarian had a story hour, and they had about 26 sighted kids come, and two of Ellie Lee's blind student. Ellie is a chapter member, wants to come back to BRLC, and she is in the San Francisco Unified School District. Right now she does O&M, but she's a TVI as well. Anyway, two of her kids came and read stories to the sighted children, and Vita read a story as well. So we did just wonderful exposure to the public of Braille and what it's all about. And we are planning to do that on an annual basis. So and I would encourage any other chapters or groups in the state who might want to try something like that in your area to contact us so that we could tell you how to do it. So that's all I have for now. Anybody? Yeah. Want to give Debbie a mic over there?
Yeah. That sounds like a great project, by the way. But I was just wondering, since you're talking about your chapter, could you tell us what you're selling at your exhibit booth here?
I'm sorry, yeah, since we're almost the only chapter with anything to sell, I'll be happy to put in a plug. We have three items. We have neck wallets. For anybody who's like, oh, I've always wanted one of those neck wallets, we have them. They're quite nice. We have some new radios. We always have radios, and they're always... we have a new model this time, which is pretty cool and small. And the third thing we have is sugar-free candy. So we are not We are the corner store kiosk rather than the corner store, the grab and go. So please come see us at that table. And we do, we have, no, just sugar-free. Yeah, I know. I know. Oh, go see the radio album. Go over there and look. You will love it. Okay. Yeah, Judy, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, you know what, Judy? Give me a minute. This year, I have been attending the board meetings of the Braille Revival League national affiliate, and Judy is on that board. And so we have both been attending those meetings, and I'm not going to say a whole lot more about that. Judy, if you want to elaborate a little bit, that would be good. My mother said, you need to say something nice. They're long meetings. And they've been struggling about, they've been struggling about how to get their magazine published in Braille and realizing how expensive that is. That is one of the issues that they've been dealing with. Oh, the law. Okay, let's do a little advocacy. Thank you.
I do want you to know that I'm, in all seriousness, I'm keeping my two national seats. I am on the board of Lua and of BRL, and I feel like we need to make sure that the national organizations, they're suffering some of the same issues we are in terms of membership, in terms of the same people doing, you know, the 80-20 rule. And I think in order to get BRL to, you know, to kind of move it all, we need to remind them that we have affiliates out there. And I think Linda will become instrumental in representing affiliates. That's one of the areas where we know we have to expand to reach out to affiliates. But the law, the ACB is introducing or supporting a law that changes as it currently is. NLS can only distribute audio listening devices. That limits them from trying to find a way to distribute a Braille reading device. People have sworn to us that they've actually seen this, that there are prototypes and very near availability Braille reading devices, not fancy, not, you know, word processors, but for around $500 that could read Braille. Yeah. We're trying to change the law so that the NLS will be able to quote-unquote distribute all kinds of quote-unquote reading devices. And Guillermo says he has something to add.
I just came from the CSUN conference a couple of weeks ago, and I basically have to eat this mic. And it turns out that American Printing House had a device that they're going to be distributing called, I'm not sure what it's called, but it's from Orbit Research. And it is a Braille display that is $500. And they are selling it. And it's just your no-frills type Braille display. And I believe Orbit is going to try to work with NLS to see how they can best implement that into the NLS program.
Time is almost up for this meeting.
Yeah, real quick. Artis Bazin, the president of our chapter, our local chapter, went to the legislative seminar, and she said that was one of the things they talked over with the legislators, and everyone is in support of that. And I don't think the devices would be on sale. I guess NLS would give them to people. It wouldn't be on sale. Yeah, well, she didn't say that. That's
why they need to change the law.
Right. Okay, Rob, I'm going to hand it to you. Yeah.
Mike, where are you?
Oh, there you go.
Mike?
There he is. Yay.
I am not clear on, is the current law, does the current law say that NLS can only display audio devices? Is that what it says?
Something like that. I may not have the exact words.
Okay. Very well. Would anybody want the microphone? Does anybody want the microphone?